I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Two statements I'd like to make. First is parents suck and they're big fat liars.
I must concur.
Did your parents, I mean, everybody's parents lied a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
You all are a bunch of liars because it's easiest on you. Whatever's easiest for the parent.
Do you know what one of my favorite things in the world is?
Mm-hmm.
The person who I know as the biggest liar on the planet being judgy about other people lying. I think it's ironic as hell.
Well, I'm an expert liar. It allows me to judge the rest of you.
Is there more you want to say on this subject?
But I concur with parents being the biggest liars.
We want to hear like those big lies your parents told you as a kid. We have this whole Reddit thread, and I'm pretty much... almost everything on this list, I believed then for sure. Most of it, I still believe.
You know.
Yeah.
What?
You can't swim for an hour after eating?
That's not true. I thought that was, what?
What processes are going on that like would prevent you from being able to swim?
I always heard you'll get a stomach or like a side cramp,
yeah, the
and stitch die.
Or whatever. Yes.
Yeah. Because you can't swim.
Is happening. Yeah.
You can still swim while gestating. That's a word. What's the word?
Yes.
I don't know. The one that really doesn't make sense to me, because I firmly believe this one right now, your tongue has different areas for different flavors.
I thought that was still...
I thought...
I don't know. I didn't know this was a... Why would they lie about that?
I don't know,
that's
but
a good question.
I 100% believe it now. Like, I always thought, like, salty was at the tip.
Right.
And, like, your umami, that weird bitter thing, is all the way at the back. Because when you get something like this, kind of you gag a little bit, and that's why it's towards the back of your tongue.
Okay.
And like sweet is on one side, sour is on the other side.
But this isn't true?
I swear, I don't even think this is my parents telling me this.
Your biology teacher?
I feel like there was a book with a big U on it and the tongue, and it was like, rit, rit, and they drew the like
wow.
Sweet, salty, bitter,
we
whatever.
That X-rated book.
No, it wasn't the one with the side U of the PP, like in health.
Yeah,
do you remember that? It's
yes.
All a shadow.
Oh my gosh.
We're all like, I remember because I was in health class with boys and girls. We're like, that's a PP. Sorry, what are we talking about?
Uh-huh.
See, the other ones, I understand why they say don't do it, but that one...
It is weird.
The tongue?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like the, okay, don't swallow your gum because you won't digest it. That makes sense. You don't want to...
But why? You do digest it, or you just poop it out, and who cares?
7 years it sits in there.
That's right. I believe that for the longest time because, as a fellow recovering Catholic...
Mm.
I would pop a piece of gum in, like, on my way to church, forget to spit it out when I walked in, and it's like communion's coming up, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And you just have to hork it down.
I was a middle school and high school, like, nonstop gum chewer, and
yes.
It wasn't allowed. So if I got caught, you just swallow it, and like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And every day,
gum.
I'm like, there's another piece.
Yeah.
Now, I just reset my clock.
My stomach is just filling up with gum.
7 year, yeah. So here's what we want to do. We want you to tell us your childhood lies. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. I found one on the list that I know that you still believe.
What?
Don't wake up a sleepwalker.
That is true. You're nuts.
True.
You kill them.
Amber,
no,
don't give
not...
the... No.
No, Amber, more people die per year from getting woken up by sleepwalkers
than what?
Vending machines falling over on them. So, yeah, that's true. You just about killed your wife. She's a sleepwalker.
No.
Your children?
Trust me.
They're all...
I have a house full of zombies, but you can wake them up. Did you believe that one?
Yeah.
How would it kill you? Explain how it would kill you.
Because they're not in their right mind.
But if they were laying down and you woke them up, it'd be okay. But if they're standing up, you wake them up, something bad happens. It resets their brain.
They're having some kind of a lucid dream where they might be violent. They think you're somebody else. Like, they think you're trying to kill them, so then they fight you or something.
See? You don't
You get that both you guys are just trying to justify this stupid, stupid thing.
A little. But
yeah. The one that I don't understand that my parents didn't do, but I've heard, I have so many friends who believe this, that you can't turn the lights on inside the car. It's illegal.
Yeah, while you're driving. Get pulled over.
For what?
I don't know, but actually, it made sense in my head.
It's federal.
Do you know why your parents told you that, you fools? Because they didn't want you messing around. They didn't want you turning the lights on. It's hard to drive, but it's not illegal.
Okay.
It's the same thing with like don't sit too close to the TV. It'll ruin your vision.
Yeah.
I still believe that.
That's they didn't want you in between them and the TV.
I didn't think of that.
It had nothing to do. It was before we had wall mounts. So you were sitting in front of them. They're like, oh, it's going to ruin your eyesight. Steve?
That's what I was told.
And you can't make that bad face for too long because your face will get stuck that way.
How many people?
Slacker, that's true.
You think that's where RBF comes from? From somebody?
Yes, good point.
Can I tell you something? What? You don't get to boom one of these childhood lies. This is an inappropriate spot. Let me ask you this one. This one's on the list and I can't figure it out. Shaving doesn't make the hair grow back harder, like if you shave your legs.
Thicker.
That's a lie. It does make it grow back, doesn't it?
Thicker, faster.
I don't know. I don't know about this one because I do feel like the hair on my legs probably changed. But
of
I also started. Yeah, I don't know. But I think you can shave other parts of your body and it doesn't do that.
It's all.
But why when I was little or I look at my son and he has and I see Steve's prom picture, all great examples. It was full on peach fuzz. It's like light. You can touch it and it's fine. And the more I've shaved, this is like a Brillo pad right now.
Yeah, but maybe that's just with age because I also shaved my blonde mustache that's peach fuzz and it stayed peach fuzz.
It did?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's still blonde and light.
It didn't get more gristly and like...
No.
Huh.
But I swear that's...
Yeah, because your little...
What?
Your mustache for your prom picture, coupled with your tinted glasses.
Oh, yeah, what a look.
I'll give you that.
Your parents lied that looked good.
All right, if you were told a lie by your parents, we want to talk to you. Nicole?
Hi. I was told that it is absolutely illegal to clap in the car, and I believed it until I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
To clap?
Clapping, yep.
What?
First off, why would anybody want to clap in a car? Like,
who knows?
But what do you think it is now? Your parents just didn't want you to be loud.
Exactly. And I had a friend in high school do it in the car, and I was like, oh, my God, stop. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about?
Are you in the car right now?
No, I just got out.
Dang it. I was going to have you clap and see if you got pulled over.
I probably would.
Yes. Thank you for the call, Nicole. That one makes zero sense.
Never heard that one.
The light. It's the same as the light on, though. It's just parents
shut
like,
right.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Joel?
Hey.
Hey.
Childhood lies. What's yours?
I have a 5-year-old, and I always tell him that the ice cream truck only plays music when they're out of ice cream.
You bastards.
I'm
going to
say this. I love it.
What do you mean?
Because I for you some reason, in my neighborhood, starting a few years ago, they started showing up. And they're like, ooh, the ice cream truck.
My
like,
neighborhood's
oh,
always full of them.
Yep. Your kids will believe it every single time.
It's evil genius.
It is.
Because the thing is, we as parents have to stick together, and we all have to do it. So other kids, because if the other kids on the playground tell them that's not true, then the lie is broken.
This is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I know, and we're putting those stupid guys in the trucks.
Yeah, exactly. These poor ice cream guys.
What kind of guy drives around a neighborhood in a dimly lit white windowless van selling ice cream? Luring children to him with music. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Wow. When you put
I'm sorry.
It
I think I saved a lot of kids' lives.
Okay.
Jennifer?
Yay.
Childhood lies.
Yeah, that you have to hold your breath every time you go through a tunnel. And my parents always told us you have to hold the roof up as well. So that way, if the tunnel did collapse, you wouldn't get crushed.
OMG.
I'm going to say this. I absolutely do still do this.
No, you.
Hold your breath.
Yes. Yeah. In a tunnel?
Yeah.
When you're going up I-70, there's like three of the tunnels before you hit Eisenhower.
And you're putting your hands up on the
roof.
I
don't hold my, but you lift your feet on railroad tracks.
Yes.
Okay, what?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you lift your feet on railroad track. You knock the roof twice if you run a yellow.
What?
You guys gosh, Slacker, I do that too. I never knew where I got that
from.
Yeah,
no, I have no idea why I was told all these things.
What's the cemetery thing? You have to hold your breath.
Oh, you definitely hold your breath by the cemetery.
That you have to, yeah.
Oh, Amber. This
is the one I believe in.
I have made it 3/4 of the way through the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Holding your, that's a pot.
No, you can't be during ski season. And it's just at the right time of day and you just have to gun it.
Oh, great.
You just have it pegged. And, I was starting to lose consciousness, so you're getting black dots or whatever.
Gosh.
But then you see the light literally at the end of the tunnel, and you're like, I could make it. I could make it. There are guys who free dive who could make it.
So safe.
These aren't about safety, Steve. Chelsea.
Yay.
Childhood lies. What was yours?
My mom told us that if we ate our boogers, we would poop worms.
Oh, I mean, kind of a good one.
Of course, my brother tested that theory, and when he found out we couldn't poop the worms, he had a big, excited scream, like, I proved it! You're a liar!
Yeah, and you ate your boogers.
Yeah. But it was in the name of science.
He tested the theory.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Thank you, Chelsea. Zach.
Yes.
Childhood lies. What was yours?
Yay.
So it wasn't my mother, but my aunt told me that all stop signs that had white lines around the borders were optional.
Yep. Okay. I was actually told that by another kid at school.
What? You don't believe
it? Yeah, well, he's a jerk.
I will say I ran him for a good solid 2 weeks.
Whatever.
But I took a very non-busy street route to my school, so it seemed reasonable that all of those would be optional.
Right. You pause, check it out, and then...
We call it the California stop, and you just roll right through.
No.
And then you hit,
California roll.
Yeah, Main Street and 17th and Longmont, where it's kind of a busy intersection. You're like, this one can't be optional. But it still had the white track.
Yeah. What the heck?
You didn't buy that one when you were young?
No.
Oh, you read the manual.
Oh, I bought it. I bought it up until the time I got pulled over.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.